N6ZLX, you still out there?
KYX. No, KO4HYX. Man, Patrick, I'm all confused. N6ZLX.
Hotel, Kilo, X-ray.
KX, KO4HKX, N6ZLX.
It took me forever to get where I could say it. Traffic out there on 85 this afternoon?
Did not get run over by an 18-wheeler. Couldn't see around the one that was in front of me. He came to a screeching halt. The other two, the right lane, kept going good. I had to get over, but this four-wheel drive Jeep does not have the acceleration that it needs sometimes.
290 up here is cleared out some now, so maybe it'll be smooth sailing the rest of the way to the house.
Hey, it's pretty smooth. I'm in the right lane, and we'll be exiting right up here. I just got a quarter mile of traffic to get the heck out my way.
What did you do, Chicago?
We just haven't had a vacation in over two years now? I mean, we went on one last year semi, but we just wanted to have something different, big city. We've been wanting to go to New York, but after all of this mess, we said, nope, I'm not going to go there. And we were just tooling around, seeing what we could trade our timeshare for, and Chicago popped up, and we said, let's go there.
I was just wondering if there was something specific that drew you there, like an event or, you know, something like that.
No, today's our anniversary. We usually go somewhere around our anniversary week. It's just really convenient. Kids are back in school all over, and places tend to get cheaper and have empty rooms, I guess I'm trying to say. So we're just planning on, relaxing a little bit, but we're not going to rent a car. We're just going to take an Uber from the airport, walk around that area, and then evacuate to the room at night, and, maybe have some good meals.
Good time. Just be careful up there.
I'm gonna have my fill of pizza, I think.
How with a good pizza?
Website today, what to do up there. There's actually a walking pizza tour you can take. They take you to four different places and you get four different kinds of pizza, you know, styles of pizza. I got to get my wife was excited about it until she found out there was no meat on that pizza. She wanted good Italian meat, but I think we'll end up doing it anyway.
Then you're walking. That way you can get rid of it.
We just thought we'd get the heck out of Dodge and didn't know we were going into the OK Corral, but that's where it seems like we're going.
I hope you can find something to enjoy and have a good time. That way you can celebrate your anniversary.
That's what I figured. We'll find something to do. I think there might be something to do up there. I know one thing I want to do. I want to go to the Navy Pier. I started reading a book years ago about a German... It was written by the navigator on a German U-boat. And their boat was captured and was, I think, one of the boats where we stole the Hellschreiber off of that did the encoding of the German codes. But that U-boat is on display up there at the Chicago Navy Pier.
Pretty cool. I like that kind of stuff, the history of how we got here and the men and women that helped us to get here. I enjoy that part of it.
Common then. I enjoy that kind of stuff. I don't know. We end up thinking we need to make all sorts of plans, but we just... Some of our better vacations have been just kind of spontaneous stuff.
Yeah, that's what I tend to find too. If not, you get too focused on the schedule and trying to get everything in. and everybody's arguing, and it just doesn't turn out good for me.
You know, and we're not trying to blow the whole bank account on this thing. We're, you know, trying to keep the cost down. And at least if we're going to spend money, we're going to do it on something we really want to do, you know?
There's a HRO or something like that around there. You might be able to visit it.
I'll go down to Atlanta and do that. My very first ham radio was a 2-meter rig, because I came in as a technician in 79. So in 80, my mom took me down to HRO and bought me, as a present, 2-meter rig, ICOM IC-2AT handheld. And we got that at Ham Radio Outlet in Burlingame, California. That's the original location. It doesn't even exist anymore.
Cool memory. So how old were you when you got your license?
In 79, I was 16.
It wasn't before then, so you got a few years on me.
And, I must have gotten it Christmas time, I think. I must have just turned, I don't remember, man. I just remember a friend drove me downtown San Francisco to take the test, and then I had to wait 3 months to get my license issued in the mail.
A while. I'm glad they sped that up.
Days when a facsimile was done on a machine with a giant rotating drum.
I don't know when you got your first HF rig, but was it one you had to change the crystals out on to change the frequency?
And 6CLX was a timer. The first one I ever used was the high school club. We had a Rockwell, and that was a nice little setup there. And then I got interested in ham radio because I was taking electronics in high school. And so then I proceeded to start making my own receiver and transmitter for HF. And I succeeded on the transmitter, but it's CW only because that's what I was only allowed to do. 3-2. The receiver still... Maybe I'll finish it before I pass away.
Better than I am. I haven't built any of it. Just trying to find people to help you understand certain things other than talking on here. And it helps me some, but I'm a very visual, hands-on person, so it's kind of hard for me to learn just talking over the radio.
I gotta make a mistake. You know, I gotta do it myself to really learn. My first HF rig, I happened into by a friend. I had to make the power supply for it, but it's a tube rig, Swan 720F. Mostly all tube. It's got some silicon in there too. And made the power supply for it, talked on it, and maybe 6 months later, the tree in the back of the yard got hit by lightning and took it out. And so then the insurance, amongst all the other junk they had to buy me, they bought me a Kenwood. So that's been my mainstay since 1995.
Step out for just a minute, take his phone call. I'll be right back. KO4HKX.
KO4HKX N6CLX. Actually, I'll talk to you later, Patrick. I'm here at home. I'm going to go. I'm clear.
HKX, sorry about that, Mike, if you're still listening. It was a number from Raleigh, and I've been waiting on some phone calls, so I had to jump out right quick. 4HKX, mobile.